you're like me, you grew up listening to Kirk, listening to Donnie, listening to Ricky, listening to Donald, listening to Diedrich, Hezekiah Walker, listen to the Clarks, listen to Yolanda, listen to Commission, listen to the Winers, listening to Edwin, listening to Milton, listening to Shirley, Richard Smith.
Let me make it clear, these are pioneers. And if you want that unashamed, then you can find it here. How you gonna brush aside the foundation? They like chase all this fame, but you can't say Jesus now. You might be right, you might be wrong. It's worth the fight. Keep holding on.
Keep pressing on. Lies to you, lies to you. Please don't think we lie to you, lie to you. I just think it's our obligation.
Yo,
what's up, y'all? This is the ET Podcast.
That is the ET Podcast, and this is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
Welcome back to episode
45.
Five more and we make it to 50.
Yeah, 50 episodes.
Yep, and again, you know, Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, so that's our first year.
Yep, almost a year in.
So, and it's,
still got a lot to do. So,
yeah.
So, I just want to apologize for, you know, the energy. But if you haven't heard, we lost a really good friend, and I'm still, you know, I can speak for me, you know, I'm still, I'm trying to go through it, you know, get through it. And, it's kind of difficult, even now as I'm sitting here talking about it. Hopefully we won't have to do any like edits or anything. But yeah, I just want to say, rest in peace to Savon Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I speak for all of us when I say we love you and we miss you, man. And it's just, it's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, man. If you want to take it away,
yeah.
Just give me a second. Sorry.
I mean, there's really no words to even, like, you know. It's hard for me to go through things like this because I, you know, I feel like in a way sometimes we feel immortal, that, you know, life is just life and nothing is gonna change that, because I feel like we have that faith that, hey, yeah, you know, see you next week, whatever. But you know, sometimes God decides, you know, what to do, and as humans, we gotta, because of our emotions in this earth, you know.
And I mean, it's been so much like speculation, and people are trying to rationalize it because it's the only way they can make sense of it. I mean, I'm doing the same thing, and so a lot of people have a lot of different, you know, answers or what they think happened or whatever they think the circumstance is. And all I can say is we don't know, but as Pastor Terrence used to say, you know, because he had lost someone to him, he lost a mentor to him, so I remember it from D.I. Just ask yourself these two questions. Is God good, and do you trust him? And I say yes and yes. And I will see him again one day. So
yeah, and that's the hope that we all have.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this is that, and actually what I was, you know, because scrolling over, like, I rarely, you know, get going to, like, I always say this, but, and like you always say, when you see a post of someone more than three times, it's like,
or
it's,
you either think it's
like their birthday or they did accomplished something, cool,
something crazy, or
their birthday,
unfortunately, or they passed away.
Yeah, and I was like, you know? I couldn't believe it. Like,
yeah,
that same day, I called you. That was the first thing. Like, I called you right after. I was like, dude, what's going on?
And when you called me, me and Denise, I found out Monday morning, and we had to get the car out of the parking lot because it was doing snow removal, and we had nowhere to go that early in the morning. So we went to a park, and we sat in the parking lot, and we were just sitting there bawling our eyes out. And I didn't know that this park was actually a bus stop for kids to, like, the bus pulled up there and kids got on the bus. So, like, parents are dropping off their kids, and you know, kids are walking by the car and stuff, and like, they just see us sitting there crying, and it's just it was so and we literally cried the entire morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't until we went to the store and then went over my in-law's house that we kind of got it together somewhat, you know. And I still can't make sense of it. Yeah. You know, like I was just saying.
Yeah, and I mean, and even with what I was gonna say with it, I mean, the difference is that with a post that I was seeing, obviously, yeah, there is sadness and emotions that come into it, because it's like, yeah, ask yourself many questions, like, dude, like, why,
right?
You know, but the cool thing is that, you know, we as believers, we know where we gonna end up.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, after a while, I mean, this is where, like, you start reflecting, like, okay, I mean,
yeah,
you know, God, you know, that maybe that's just his will, and that's the way how he wanted it. And, and you know, and there's a really cool verse, because, you know, us, everybody is afraid to die. Like,
coming, to some degree, yeah.
Coming to if you think about it, it's like, dang, okay, like, I don't want to die, you know?
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's one thing. But for me, I think about, like, the process of it. How does the process go?
Yeah.
You know, like, how does that whole thing work? So
yeah,
that's one I think about that, and more so than, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, and a cool thing. I mean, in the scripture, it's in Philippians 1:21.
Yeah.
That this is Paul speaking. Initially, I mean, Paul, He just talks about so many things, and one of them, to live in Christ, he talks about that. For me, and this is his own words, you know, mm-hmm. you know, Apostle Paul, he says, for me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Yep.
But if I go on living in this body, this will mean fruit labor for me.
Yep.
So what should I choose? I do not know. And that is, like, the thing is, like, you know, I am torn between the two. I desire to be I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously right here it says, but it is necessary for you that I remain in this body. But
yeah.
But you know what I mean? See,
that's that dilemma I was talking about.
Yeah, like earlier what we're talking about is, like, because before that, like, I mean, he was taken up to heaven,
right?
And he was able to,
he came back,
you know, to see all the stuff that God has to offer in his kingdom, and obviously, like he says, like, I would choose to be here, but no, I choose, you know, I want to be here, but I choose to go back to you guys. And
yeah,
and but my favorite line is that for me, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Even though it is a fearful thing, a cool thing about it, and one thing that needs to give us rejoice is that you know that we made it.
Yeah.
You know, we went to our original place and where we belong, and you know, our worries, everything is gone, and you know, we're able to get reunited with the people that, you know, that we mourn to see, and and the only thing that we can do now is just to, you know, I guess in a way, keep moving on, having that courage and move on, and be happy and try to live day by day, and that's the thing, appreciate everything in life, because stuff like this really humbles you.
Yeah, it does.
And seeing like, man, like, you know, it really humbles you, man.
You know, I was thinking about it because it was so crazy. It's like I was telling you right before we started, I don't have a ton of friends. Like, yeah. I don't have anybody that, like, I don't have a lot of people that I talk to consistently. I think it's mainly just because of my schedule, you know. A lot of the times I don't have time to hang out, because the only free time I have is during the week, and I work on the weekend, and that's when most people, you know, it's the opposite for them. But anyway, I don't have too many people in my life that I'm close to. I mean, of course, obviously, you're one of them. Brian, two of my friends back home, three of my friends back home, you know. And but Savon was one of those people that I was close to, and it's the thing that's crazy is he was close to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen somebody that showed that much love to every single person they came in contact with. Like, he was an example of how Jesus was when he was on this earth. Like, he put everybody above himself. He never put anybody up under him or treating anybody lesser. It was always above and beyond. And he was always, 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 always hanging out with somebody, or, you know, edifying somebody, or whatever it was. It was always, it's just,
his job.
Yeah. Like, there's so many different, like, you know, he lost his mother, you know, at a young age, and I don't know, you know, his entire family situation, but, you know, he didn't really have a lot of family, from what I knew. But he did, though, at the same time, mm-hmm. because the thing is, so many people considered him family.
Yeah.
So many different families considered him family, you know. Like, I mean, he was a part of me and Denise's family. He was a part of Pastor Terrence and Jamie's family, a part of Jamie and Taylor's family. Like, it goes on and on and on and on, the amount of people that consider him family. Mm-hmm. And so for you to make that type of impact in people's lives in such a short time, the man was only 26 years old. He's the same age as Eric, 1 year younger than me. And for you to accomplish all of that, and see, like, I'm polar opposite. Like, I don't really have any friends. Like, but everybody was his friend. He could have just met you 5 minutes ago, and he already calling you bro and saying I love you and stuff. It's like, I mean, he just, I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't understand. That grace that was on him was something special. Like, seriously.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's what I was, you know, earlier talking to you about, that, you know, what if his calling was just that, just to do that, to be, to share the love of God to everybody that mm-hmm. either felt alone or wasn't part of anything.
Yeah.
And just be that family for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, as soon as he was able to accomplish that, hey, you know, you did what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing you home. And I mean, you know, there's so many things that we can think about. And for me, me thinking about that is like, yeah, I mean, because, you know, obviously sometimes God calls you out because it's either the right time or that's the time that you had on this earth. But I feel like once he does that, it's because you accomplish a certain thing that he wanted you to accomplish. Obviously, a lot of people, obviously, I would say people that don't believe maybe just, you know, pass away without even knowing. But he was able to, you know, or just to, if we, I don't even know how to say, but just being able to reach out and like he would and share that love.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was, you know, one of the things that was like his gift. I mean, besides every other, like singing and just, you know, killing it and everything.
Yeah.
He would do. He was good at everything, at sports. I remember
sports.
Every time we were like in DI would play, you know,
like
we basketball,
football, basketball
every single time, and he would always beat us.
See, this is where I got to start remembering some stuff a little bit differently, cuz y'all not going to sit here and say that Savon was good at basketball. That man fouled you and he shot. That was it. Like I'm not gonna let you get your credits.
Did you go to we were. Remember when we went to South Dakota?
Man, every time I had to guard this man, all he did was foul me and he would shoot. I don't wanna hear that Savon was a great basketball player. I give him every other sport, but I don't wanna hear that about basketball. I mean, and if he was still here, I've told him this. And he'll sit there arguing with me like, how did I foul? How did I foul? Bro, you sitting there like stiff arming me and stuff, like, you know.
Nah. He still owes me a bowling game.
Oh,
he never got to beat me, actually.
Oh, dang. You gonna hold that over his head when you get to heaven. Hey, remember that time I whooped you in bowling?
Bro. Dude, and it was crazy because I would always tell him, hey, dude, we got to go. We got to plan a date to go.
Yeah.
Dude, but, hey, you know, up in there, God better have some bowling lanes because
we got to. You know, it was funny because, you know, Chipotle was his favorite food, right? And so I had got some Chipotle the other day, actually on Monday when I had found out, and I posted on my IG story. I was like, I know you probably eating food that's way better than Chipotle right now. Or you eating just an endless amount of Chipotle. And the good thing is about having a glorified body, you don't have to worry about gaining weight. You don't have to worry about even digesting it or nothing. You just eat it for enjoyment, you know, from what I've heard. You know, so he probably up there just shoving burritos away and just eating Chipotle bowls and stuff. Like,
dude, that'd be so cool, though, to, like, think. Dude, honestly, like, thinking, no more worries, no nothing, dude.
Right. Yeah. Dude, you literally have nothing to worry about.
No bills.
No bills.
Not being cold. Ruling the maybe a couple of worlds. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
dude, that is crazy. Honestly crazy thing. Like, from the stuff that we know and we've been taught, like,
We're taught to worry your entire life. Be a worry warrior.
A worry warrior. Like,
that's the only thing you do in life. You know, growing up, that's how the world's view is on things. And that's not how it's supposed to be. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. So,
dude, but, I mean, yo, I mean, you know, everything's for a reason. We just, one of the things, I mean, even to bring us joy is that, you know, the memories are still there.
Yeah.
You know, he's of course in a better place.
Yeah.
That's like definitely no doubt
mm-hmm.
that he's in a better place.
Yeah.
And you know that we're able to see him again. I mean, he really beat us to heaven, dude. I mean,
yeah. And I'm gonna plug his brand right now. There's growth in the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's growth in the chaos. Yeah. That's his brand, you know, that was his clothing brand he was doing and stuff. There's growth in the chaos, you know. Growth That's another chaos. Thing to repeat to
that
yourself.
That is crazy, man, dude. Even all that, dude.
The irony, man. Because I'm definitely growing from this because, you know, I was just, you know, talking about the love he had for everybody. And I put on the caption that I put on my Instagram, I said, your love for everyone was astonishing and inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. Because, you know, we were talking about before we started also taking things for granted and stuff. And And I definitely took things for granted. I had to deal with, I'm gonna be completely transparent, I had to deal with a moment of guilt when I first got the news, you know, about his passing. And I just remember literally every time, you know, we parted ways, or if it was I was with Denise or whoever, every time we parted ways, he would always be like, love you, or love you guys, or whatever. And I was just like, all right, I'll see you, bro. Mm-hmm. And like, because I'm not used to saying I love you to people. Like, yeah. To me, it's a foreign concept. You know, if you're not family, I don't say it because it feels weird to me. But I mean, he was family, and I still didn't say it for whatever reason, just because, oh yeah, I'm a man. Like, I'm not supposed to, like,
man don't
be
say
feeling
that.
My emotions and all of that and going through it. And it's like, the truth was, I did love him, and I should have told him that, you know. And I know he knows that. I had to come to that point, but in that moment of grief, I mean, of not grief, but in that moment of guilt, I just was like, man, he needed to hear that word of affirmation. Mm-hmm. But he knew it. I know he knew it, you know. And I mean, I told Nate that, and he was like, come on, man, don't even think like that, you know. And dude, Denise told me the same thing. You know, he knew that you loved him, you know.
I haven't talked to Nate, man.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good. He's doing all right. He's a little bit more grounded, you know, in his faith. So when stuff like this happens, you know, he kind of he doesn't go to those places that some of us go, you know. And so he's good, but. Yeah, man, I dealt with that because I know that was a lie, you know, from the enemy. So I'm not going to sit there and be guilty for not saying that, you know. He knew that.
Yeah.
And he knows that. I shouldn't say he knew that. He knows that because he's still alive, you know. He's just in a different plane of existence, you know. So, yeah. But, I mean, it's new to me, man, because I've only had family die. Like I said, I don't have many friends. And so to have somebody who's a friend, you know, and close to you and stuff, and then you just lose them, it's hard because, I mean, I have my in-laws here, and I have Denise, of course. I have my wife, you know, but outside of that, I don't have many people. And then for me to just lose somebody, because all my family is back in North Carolina, and so, you know,
and this word makes you really it makes you humble yourself and definitely appreciate the things that, you know, day to day you live, because I mean dude, and I mean, even like example, like, hey, I'll see you next week, but see? You know, it's like, like, am I actually gonna see you? And like, I was thinking, like, I mean, sometimes the only hope we have, because when we go to sleep, the only hope we actually have, or like the faith that we have in, is on our freaking alarm for it to wake us up. Like, because you can't never tell. Like, you go to sleep and you become unconscious of your surroundings and everything.
Yep. And my apartment building could catch on fire.
You know what I mean?
And it's like, a stray bullet could come through my sliding door or whatever.
And it's like, what gives you the guarantee that you're going to wake up tomorrow? But yeah, I mean, I've always had with that. I've lived, and actually my dad grew this into me. Like, and I feel, because, dude, I came close to death, I would say at least 4 times. No joke. Like, close to death. Like, I was about to die.
Yeah, and I have about 3 times, like, where I could have.
Like, one of the time was...
4, actually. We're 4 for 4. So...
Like, one of the time was... When I was little, I fell off, like, the roof of... like, in our house up in Mexico.
Mm.
But I fell off head first.
Mm.
In, like... Like, let's say, like, that's, like, the truck, right? And up here, the roof, I fell off.
You fell
hit
into the
head. Oh. Of, like, the corner, like, of the truck. And then down into the ground.
Oh.
But the crazy thing is that there was no blood. Nothing. Like, I didn't crack my head. It was nothing. Mm. And then when my my grandma, because she's like a huge like prayer warrior. Like,
yeah,
she's like the type of woman, like, she like can, she has like this discernment of like knowing where like demons and stuff. Like, she goes nuts. But anyways,
yeah,
she prayed for me, and I remember waking up to like just a huge headache. That was it. Yeah. Just a huge headache. But she said that, you know, she would see how like angels like covered me, mm-hmm, as I was falling down. And that was one. The other time, I was literally choking. I was alone in my house. Mm. Like, I was at a point where like I couldn't breathe. Like, I literally ripped out my shirt because I was gasping for air, and I could see like my everything. Like, I was turning blue. Honestly, God helped me in there, because,
yeah,
dude, at that point I was like literally in front of the mirror. I was looking at myself dying, and mm, and then they, like, that point came where like, like, I got air. Like, I was like,
yeah,
dude,
man,
that was the craziest thing. And actually, now that I think about it, the other two times were the same thing. Like, it just, I would lose my breath for no reason. Like, I was in the car. It was 4th of July. Going back home from the fireworks show,
mm-hmm,
and it was just random. I was in the car, and dude, I suddenly like forgot how to breathe.
You might have had just like a panic attack.
I think that's what it was.
Anxiety or something.
And like, and I just forgot how to breathe, and I just, you know, went crazy. I was like, dude, I got off, and it was like we're on the highway, my dad pulled over, and I was just, you know, trying to gas for air too, but
yeah,
but. What I was going at is that I kind of have the mentality that I feel like God is not going to take me home until I accomplish what he called me to do in this world.
Right.
So sometimes I like don't fear really of death, because I know that my time is not done yet.
Yeah. And then even when your time is done, then you go to something like, words can't even,
yeah,
put into how amazing and
right
wonderful and centrifugal.
And I feel like when that happens is like when I actually, you know, kind of like I've accomplished somewhat, or at least hopefully accomplished what he wanted me to accomplish here.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, every single day, you know, trying to.
That was the wrong word to use, by the way.
What?
Just looked that up. That was the wrong word to use.
Oh.
Centrifugal. So forgive me.
But
sorry.
But being able to appreciate every single day, dude, waking up in, yeah, the morning, dude, and honestly, like with this, and like you said, I mean, even though you're not blood in like family, at, mm-hmm, least, you know, hey man, like, how you doing? Attacks are like those people that you consider, you know, your friends and,
yeah,
and the close, because, yeah, you never know when the last day is here, man. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
And dude, and it's crazy. Like, we can literally die off anything.
Right. And everything is trying to kill us too.
Dude, yeah.
Food, the phones, or, dude, technology.
Even
in general.
Being in the car, dude, like
a car, yeah.
That's a high risk. You know, it's just,
yeah.
You know, anything, even me walking outside in the icy cold, I can literally trip and crack my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just,
yeah. And dude, you know, to what you were saying about, you know, like phrases like see you later or see you tomorrow, whatever. Mr. Sam, who had preached in DI,
yeah, yeah,
the guy who screams, but that's neither here nor there. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah, doing, nah.
But I always see him, right? And
I'm sorry, dude. It's
good. I know.
I remember because I remember one day, Annie.
The fear of God, man. That was just, that, yo, was nuts.
Annie just flipped. I felt like she was gonna cry. Man. I think she cried, bro.
Like, that dude has a very unusual method of teaching.
Sorry to interrupt, bro.
No, it's cool, because I, jeez, man. Anyway, all right. So I always see him, you know, because I work here and whatnot, so I, yeah, see him around. And, you know, I used to see him, and I would be like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow, I'll see you around. And he always be like, oh, that's a excellent prophecy, man of God, or whatever. And I'm just like, prophecy? It's like,
yeah.
But he's just being realistic.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I'm going to be here. I don't know if you'll be here tomorrow.
You're prophesying that.
And,
hey,
I had to watch what I was saying, because I'm just like, dang, yeah, you don't know. It's not – it's not promised. Yeah. You know? And it's like, jeez.
One of the things my dad does, though, I know I'm referencing him a lot, but...
You always reference your dad a lot, because that's who's teaching you're under.
But all he says, are we going to make planets? He always says, if God allows.
Yeah.
Or God permits.
Lord willing.
Yeah.
That's
how he ends things. He's like, okay, see you Saturday. He's like, yeah, see you Saturday. God permits. I'm like...
He's right, though. He's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, because God might have some other plans. Yeah. And when we say that God has other plans, for those of you who might not know or whatever, God does not put sickness on people. He does not, you know, kill anyone. He don't do nothing like that. But he may allow something to happen to you because he wants to see you.
And I feel
he
sometimes
wants you with himself, you know.
You're right.
Or whatever the case may be. So, yeah.
Just a lot of things, man. A lot of speculations.
Yeah. But, like I said, those two questions, is God good and do you trust him?
If God's good and do you trust him?
Do you have to ask yourself that? Yeah. You know? And when something like this happens too, don't allow yourself to get to a place where you ask so many questions that the devil just starts answering them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't allow yourself to do that, because he'll give you the answer and you know exactly what the answer is going to be.
Fault.
It's going to be something crazy, something that's the complete opposite of God.
Yeah.
You know, and everything that you believe, it'll be the complete opposite, the most negative, evil thing that, you know, you could think of.
Yeah.
And so don't allow him to put answers in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, because everything he says is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and just have your mind centered and don't be afraid. I mean, to tell somebody that you love them, or, you know, let them know that you appreciate them a lot, because that's like, I feel like that's the number one guilt, you know, that you have, because... Because a lot of people, like I said, I mean, you take the person close to you for granted, and you never know if you're going to see them again. Obviously, everybody, you know, has the dream and goals to, I'm still going to see you, and we're still going to be together as old, but...
Yep. Yep.
Old time is... Being old from now is, you know, is like another 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
40 years, bro. Dude.
Yeah, in Imagine 40 that. Years,
I'll retire in 40 years, man.
Yeah. In 40 years, I'll be 68, pretty much. I might as well just go ahead and say I'm 30 now, so I'll be 70 in 40 years, you know?
Like,
I mean, I'll be 28 next month, though.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. Dude, we used to have... Well, I've told God that I want to live until I'm 100.
I told him that 120.
120.
Yeah, because it says in Deuteronomy, let me look it up for myself. I'm not doing that this year.
No, it's all good.
No.
But yeah, because I told me, look, I want you to keep me to 100, and as soon as it hits December 15th or December 16 a.m., you can take me that right moment right there.
You know, I used to want to die at the age of 88. For some reason.
88.
That was before I got saved. I don't know why I picked that number.
That was interesting.
But anyway, I actually had it right. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live. So I got that from Kenneth Copeland, because like it wasn't until...
What is it, Deuteronomy what?
30:19.
30:19.
I didn't know that you could live to be 120, you know? I didn't know that until I got saved. And I remember hearing Kenneth Copeland say in a sermon, you know, that scripture, Deuteronomy 30:19.
30:19,
okay. And because it's like, on this day, I've placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And then God tells you what to choose. So you don't even have to think about it. He said, choose life. And, you know, so there you go.
Choose life, bro.
Choose life, for sure. And, you know, and you just hope that you'll get there. You know, that's what you would like to see. But if God has other plans, too, I'm fine with that. I just need to learn how to be content, you know. And of course you want more and whatnot, but you got to realize too, you know, just God is the one, you know, once you submit yourself to him, he's the one that's in charge, yeah. you know, to a degree. Of course, you still have, you know, free will yeah. and stuff, and God's not like in the business.
He'll guide you. He'll yeah. guide you. And then,
like Pastor Max says, God is not in the business of making robots, you know. No. So, yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
Dude.
I just, you know, I kind of just wanted to, you know, reminisce, you know, on Savon, you know, just share yeah. like funny stories and stuff and whatnot. And I was actually talking to my grandpa the other day, you know, I was telling him what happened. I was like, yeah, you remember the big black dude who was sweating real bad at my wedding, the guy who was in my wedding. And he was like, oh yeah, yeah. He was like the fella under the lights that kept complaining about it was hot. I was like, yep, that's him. He sweat very profusely. Like, it was very, very bad. And I was talking to John Gap because I was telling him.
Why was he sweating that much?
I don't know. He had some type of sweating issue. No, he just said it was really hot in there. And Denise said it was hot, too, because she was saying that she thought her makeup was going to start running and stuff. But I didn't think it was hot. I was fine. But anyway, I told, because I was telling John Gap that I had talked to my grandpa, too. And John was just like, yeah, man, I don't know what it was about Savon. It's like if he did any type of physical activity, it wasn't just, you know, how your forehead is normally the first thing to start sweating. It would be instantly like that, head to toe. This man is just drenched in sweat, dude. Like, you know.
He was, especially when he was singing.
Oh, yeah. St. Paul. He would lift up his arms and you just see like the sweat stains and stuff. Like this dude, man.
He sweats a lot.
A lot. A lot, man. And yeah, man. And I remember when I had it was like when I had first got into my apartment. He came over one time because we was waiting to go somewhere. I think we was gonna go see Black Panther. This dude came over while we were waiting on Nate. He came over and he was like, "All right, man. While we're waiting on Nate, I'm just gonna take a nap." This dude goes to sleep on my couch, like solid, like just like still, just knocked out on my couch, snoring and stuff. My dog was like looking at him, like, "What's wrong with you?" Like, but yeah. It was just funny though, cause like,
did he wake up on time?
Yeah, he woke up on time, but it's just like, dude came in, took his shoes and socks off, and put them on my couch. I was like, "Oh nah, fam." That's where I draw the line right there. You taking your socks off, like.
Especially that Nate doesn't like feet.
Oh, right, right. So when Nate came over, he was like, "Come on, man. Like, you could," like, yeah, man.
Yo, that's funny, man. I mean, with Savon, mine, it was more like I would always see him in. And
St. Paul,
and you know, he would always welcome you with like a hug, and
yeah,
you know, it was always, "Hey man, I'm glad to see you here today," and all that stuff. I mean, yeah, we would hang out sometimes. I remember we went to Buffalo Wild Wings,
and that was another place he liked to eat,
yeah,
too.
We went, you know, and had good food there, and I met a couple people. You know, we went bowling where obviously I kicked his butt. No biggie, but and also we went over to, I remember where it was, but we went to this house and we were playing just like this weird white people's game, which he was really good
at. That's offensive. Was it Exploding Kittens?
No, it was like, okay. Catan or Katana or something like that. I don't know. Oh. It's like kind of like Monopoly, but for farming. Yeah, dude, I don't know. But he was killing it.
Never mind.
It.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That is some white people stuff.
And, yeah, I'm saying. And no offense to the white people, but and he was killing it. He literally beat everybody. But that game took, like, literally 2 hours.
Jeez.
And obviously, you know, when we went down to South Dakota, I mean, you know, there's all those little things, dude. I mean, I wish I – And that's probably one thing that I want to be able to put more of my time to people.
Yeah.
Being able to, you know, connect with people, meet, you know, friends, you know, once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, having at least like a day to, hey, you know, you want to hang out? I bet. Let's go to the movies. Let's do this or let's do that, you know.
Yeah. That's one thing. I think, you know, with his passing, I think it's going to bring us as a community together. Because I know you're not as connected here anymore.
Yeah.
But you still are, though. Yeah. So it's like, I think it's going to draw people closer together. And in turn, like, it just, I'm thinking like the big picture. It starts with us coming closer as a community. Next thing you know, we're drawing all the churches together and then the body of Christ uniting. And it's just like, it's.
Dude, you remember what we talked about last week? Like, you know, which part? I was talking to you about, like, what, like, the year 2020 is going to bring?
Oh, yeah.
Reconciliation?
Yeah.
Dude.
And we need some reconciliation because it's been a rough year already. we only 9 days in, man. We got rumors of war, just like it speaks about in Revelation. You know how it says war, rumors of war.
Earthquake in Puerto Rico. What other stuff?
Australia's on fire.
Wildfire.
You know, like all of this stuff. You know, 9 days in, you know. But that's cool, man, because if we can get Jesus to come back, we can go see Savon quick. Like, I mean, you know.
Or, yo. But, hey, but, dude, that is so crazy, man, reconciliation.
Yeah.
It's
like
reaffirming and getting back to, hey, let's do something. Let's make things happen.
Yeah, that's insane, man. You always, you know how God tries to get things across, man.
Even the hard ways, even the hard way.
Yeah.
Yo, and that's the thing. I mean, to everybody watching out there, I mean, or listening, well, because watching, yeah. Anyways, listening out there, I mean, I guess our hope is for you to, you know, always never, don't take things for granted.
Yeah.
You know, cherish and be with the people you love and communicate. And
for sure.
You know, at least once in a while, I mean, I know life can be hectic, but, you know, just being able to like send a text, share the love that you have, say I love you or whatever, you know, whatever you feel like, whatever your relationship is with that individual.
Because I have, you know, you have those moments where you just have somebody on your heart and you like, nah, I ain't gonna call them or I ain't gonna text them. Like, and like, and you know, I've had two instances.
It's only for girls.
Nah, man. Like on Saturday, I had it on my heart to just call Anthony randomly.
Anthony.
Tall Russian dude. You met him before, I think. He used to be in DI, like right before us, I think. I think he graduated with Denise, or maybe right before Denise. Anyway, I had it on my heart to call him because I used to work with him and stuff. So I gave him a call, and we had a long conversation just about life and everything, you know. And I was just seeing how him and his wife and his two twin girls were doing. Cause
does he have long hair?
No.
Oh,
no. But yeah. But then I had that happen again where I had it on my heart to just text Aaron Milky, you know, and just tell him I love him. But I was like, ah, for some reason I just didn't do it. But I want to get better at, like, if I have people on my heart, call them or text them immediately and don't wait, you know, and say what's on my heart, because you never know, you know. So
that is true, man.
Yeah. But. And, yeah, man. So.
Yeah. So, hey, I don't know what I mean. Always be good, be kind.
Yeah. I mean, we can go on and on, you know, about speaking, you know, about how you should maneuver in this life and stuff. But, I mean, it would just get to a point where we would just sound broken, like broken records, because it's more effective if you actually do these things instead of saying it, you know. And so this is probably going to be a shorter podcast, and It wasn't meant to be sad or anything. It's just, you know, I felt it necessary to speak to, sorry, to speak to, you know, I guess his greatness, yeah. You know, Savon's greatness, because that was a very important person that we lost, you know, and I'm not trying to idolize him or nothing like that, but he was definitely a person who was like David, you know, a man after mm-hmm. God's own heart, you know, and he was just, yeah, never met anybody like him before, yeah. Man. Like, he was a special person, man. And not to say that anybody else who we've lost, you know, isn't or whatever, yeah. But it's just like, it just doesn't feel right, you know, without him. So I felt like it was necessary to just acknowledge that and not just keep, you know, reminiscing on what just happened, you know, so much because it's a sad thing, but just speak to all the things that the experiences we had with him mm-hmm. and, you know,
and
all
just these things. Keep growing his legacy. I mean, just loving being part of someone.
Yeah.
Someone's life, because there's a lot of lonely people out there.
Right.
And he love you and Christian, so.
Right, right. So, yeah, man.
You know, try to be part of someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep going.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, guys. Well, you know, keep following us on definitely Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Instagram for sure. Most of our things are switching up, so.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. You know, take a moment to definitely, you know, send anything you guys want to talk about, or maybe give us ideas of something that you guys have in your heart of listening to, and definitely we be able to do more research and, you know, being able to give a great podcast.
Yeah. So, and if you feel like we're worth sharing with people,
yeah,
we would greatly appreciate that, because I know maybe not all of our following is really, you know, going along with us or whatever, but the people who really do feel like this podcast is making a impact,
yeah,
then help us make an impact and, yep, and share us on social media and, you know, yeah, just get the word out there about us and, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, so this has been the episode 45th and your ET podcast.
Why do you keep saying 45th?
45.
Yeah.
And we're getting there. We're getting there. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yo. Signing out, Eric.
And I'm Trey. And this has been the ET Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
All right.